Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for Roofing Contractors Best of Success podcast show, and welcome to a special edition of Dear Anna. I'm Jill Bloom, Group Publisher of Roofing Contractor, and always honored to welcome our marketing expert, Anna Anderson, the CEO of Art Unlimited. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Jill. It is so fun to be here for this episode.
Absolutely. And you know, it's where you and I live. It's cold, it's kind of cloudy, and the sun doesn't shine as much. It looks like 53 days in Minnesota where you're at, and maybe a few extra days here in Detroit. But that being said, I think it's really important we take a minute and talk about solar, because the rest of the country has a lot more sun than we do.
100%. And I think this is one of the big topics that we see roofing contractors on both sides of the fence, whether you do commercial roofing or you do residential roofing, solar and green solutions is a key topic as we lead into 2023 and say, okay, for the next 12 months, what does that landscape look like? And solar is really a big topic, not only within the industry, but most importantly, within the target consumer. They are looking at what does the options look like for them and who do they work with?
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier before we got on too, that it's one of the highest searched topics. How does, I guess there's a couple questions that I'd like you to address first. You know, what is it, how does a contractor include that, you know, solar into their offerings? Number two, I think it's important to know that even if you don't have solar yet, are there SEO things you can do that'll help your search, you know, your search optimization?
100%. Anytime you are looking at rolling out a new service or a product campaign, you need to make sure that there's a unified message, both internally within your company and externally. You'd be surprised how many times when an owner comes to me and says, hey, Anna, we're going to roll out this great new service or product line for our customers. The owner knows about it. The leadership team knows about it. But unfortunately, their customer service team has zero knowledge and their sales team just got a training or maybe has a training scheduled and marketing is already going full scale. So that's one key thing. You're looking at green options, solar specifically. Make sure you have those internal conversations. Everybody really grasps the opportunity and then has the ability to speak to those conversations. Solar search queries in general are three times larger than roofing search queries. The unique thing that we saw in Q4 of 2022 is that roof-specific search queries were hitting all-time lows. And it gives you a visibility to the industry as a whole. There's not the demand that we were seeing in the peak season of the pandemic in 2020. And now today, it's much, much lower than even a normal year's pattern. Couple that, or look side by side, I should say, of solar search query volume. It is three times the search volume of peak periods in the roofing season. It far surpasses anything that we see in a traditional roofing cycle. And so when we isolate that to a specific location that a roofing contractor services, it just broadens that opportunity for revenue. And whether that's something that you're actively pursuing or not, I think it should be a topic as you look at your revenue streams for 2023. Is it something you want to dive into? Is it a partnership you should form? What does it look like and how is your team going to handle those conversations, whether you dip your toe in or not? And that's the first step from a leadership perspective. But rolling it out, it's really an exciting opportunity. So I look at the 2023 marketing landscape as a blend of old school meets new school. Mm-hmm. Jill, you might be going, old school? Like when we had the pandemic rollout, we saw a massive eruption of new technology and a unique pattern of marketing campaigns that really resonated with the audience. But today we see traditional direct mail. We see gifts that are coming that are really resonating with the audiences and saying they cared. They sent me something physical, or they personalized my campaign and they know who I am. And that's the kind of I know my neighbor next door type of mentality, right? Sure. I shake your hand, Jill, and you know me and I know you. And that's where personalized marketing, direct marketing really comes into play. Couple that with a digital campaign that embraces those pieces, you have a dynamic combo. And so that's where I look at the opportunity for solar, whether you do it or not, or how you're handling those conversations. Look at old school marketing, depending on how long you've been running your company. What worked back then? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago, if you're multi-generation, it might be even further than that. What worked? And think about how do we reinvent that for today? That's your competitive edge.
And so when you mentioned personalized marketing, how much more expensive is it to do personalized marketing?
You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can get your campaign to be personalized. There's dynamic fields when it comes to your CRM, where you can dynamically insert those personal components. And a lot of CRMs have the ability to do either a direct email or a text messaging opportunity that is personalized. So take advantage of that when it comes to your tech stack. When we look at direct mail, there's these awesome machines that will do handwritten messages and cards, and we'll personalize them based off of your address list. So you can harness, again, that old world or old school marketing strategy, put the new spin on it for 2023, and really create a great personalized campaign. And I have to be honest, one thing that I have been doing and working on with our company is really getting into the demographics, the buying patterns, and the places where your target consumer is living, working, and playing, and how do campaigns immerse themselves into that environment. And it's been super fun because when you start to isolate who are your top three user groups or personas that you have customers through, where do they live, work, and play? And you create campaigns that resonate with those audiences, your conversions, your lead volume increases. So that's a next step as far as you look at your marketing strategy. How do you break out into personas, target those user groups? And I think you're going to find a much higher success rate, whether you roll out solar, or you look at a expanded service or maintenance contract in 2023 campaigns. There's huge opportunity, especially when you do that personalization, old world marketing versus new world.
Well, who doesn't love personalized marketing? Or, I mean, I was taught as a kid, I'm sure you were too, was you had to write handwritten thank you notes after Christmas, after your birthday, after any time somebody, and it makes a difference. It's a special touch.
It definitely does. I mean, everyone on
our team has cards. Not that it has to be handwritten. I'm not saying handwritten it, but the fact that it's using your name, like you said, I know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think those are some key things as you look at the year, say, how are we going to be more intentional, personalized? Is solar your thing? Is it not? Pick a thing and really amplify it, merge it with your marketing strategy, and you will see great results.
I love it. Well, Anna, thank you so much for that great piece, that great nugget of information for all the contractors out there. And if anybody has any questions for you, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, would love to help. You can reach my team or myself through artunlimitedusa.com. Just fill out a form, say, hey, heard Anna and Jill on the RC podcast, and I have a question about this episode. We'll get right back with you.
Sounds great. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our free e-newsletter. It's free to register for our website, as well as all our great content. So you can stay up to date on all our great podcasts, like the one here today with Anna. But most importantly, stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. And we can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks again, Anna.